Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
You are listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God, always a pleasure. All right, let's do some of the weekly, like, the craziest stories you get your hands on, okay? Seriously, I find some of this stuff so amusing, and I know some of you have sent me emails and you've told me how, you know, when you get these stories, they sound crazy. Well, they are crazy. I'm not stupid. They're crazy. No question about it. So, but they're out there. And we're going to have some fun with them. This is a story out of Illinois. The queer theory is undefinable. But the university is offering a class on the subject. So, in other words, we have no way to define this, but we're going to teach you how not to define it, or how to understand or see that it's undefinable. These people teaching the kids. Seriously, right? So the University of Illinois is offering a queer theory class. It's a three-unit course for the 2022-23 academic school year. The course will be offered via the Gender and Women's Studies catalog. Isn't that funny? It's never a gender man and woman study. Male and female. No. Gender and woman. Like, the men are no longer needed. Good luck with that. In addition to the course, UIC hosts a website that offers information on queer theory, listing several queer theorists and their views on the subject. But while the UIC offers a course and hosts websites that offer a comprehensive background, the university is unable, they can't define the subject. They cannot tell you what they're going to be teaching and how in the class. They go on to say that queer studies, well, they shouldn't be defined too early because of the possibility of it becoming too limited. We want to make sure that we never really stick in the corner, you know, not allow you to really understand what's going on. Jennifer Jackson, she's the assistant professor, right, and, undergraduate engagement coordinator. She couldn't provide a clarification either. Look, I asked the same question at my school district once. I don't know who the person was, but they kept talking about Latinx. Latinx this, Latinx that, Latinx this. And not only that, it would come up with terminologies to use, too. And, restorative justice was the other one. So I'm asking questions about this. And what the meanings are, where the meanings are, I mean, and they couldn't move through them. They couldn't get through them. Because they can't define them. When they start saying them out loud and they look at the facial expressions, they can't do anything anymore. They're beside themselves. I just find it amazing. So after UIC had been contacted by a local news source, the library subject resources no longer listed queer theory. Gone. Not to be seen. Somebody had already taken a screenshot of the website, so that helped. So when they caught on that somebody caught on the candid. I find that hilarious. Now, additionally, the school hosts a research website dedicated to producing new knowledge and insights into contemporary debates in feminism. God. Goes on to say, we also have insights into queer and sex theory. There's a sex theory? I could have a field day with that, but it's a family show. One, however, remains featured on UIC's library resource website. Butler recently published an article. It featured in The Guardian titled, Judith Butler, We Need to Rethink the Category of Women. She argues that gender is an assignment that doesn't just happen. It's ongoing. So what do you do? Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You've just given birth to a 7-pound, 9-ounce, whatever. What do you do? God, come on, you see what I'm saying? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But whatever. Whatever they think. And this stuff gets crazier and crazier as the days go on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The best way to make it all happen. We'll do a few Christian stories. Get over yourselves. I love the fact that a Christian college, or the administrators anyway, are calling a pro-life student antagonizers, or the students antagonizers. Now, the funny thing about it is that the Christian college administrator told the pro-life chapter that they couldn't do abortion clinic patrons on the sidewalk of the campus. They were talking with them as they were going by because it's antagonistic. But the courts have said otherwise. They have every right to be in the public sidewalks. They have every right to hand stuff out or talk or speak or what have you. Right? Now, in a video obtained by Campus Reform, which is, you'll find some of the crazy stories up there, the Campbell University administrator accused pro-life group of antagonizing abortion clinic patrons, allegedly telling the group, ready for this, that they couldn't counsel there out in front of the Planned Parenthood. They weren't counseling. They were just telling them they had other choices. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call, give a holler, let me know how you feel. Actually, I don't really care how you feel. I want to know what you think about something. You know, if you're going to call me and talk about your feelings, I am not the guy. Ask Tammy. I am not the guy to call. Okay, I think feelings get people in. Not that you shouldn't have them. Decisions should be made on information, you know, on fact, and then you move out and you do what you need to do. Otherwise, don't. Just don't. Now, talking about the Christian college administrator who called pro-life students antagonizers. Why? Because they were hanging out outside of Planned Parenthood, not attacking, not getting in the way of, but simply telling them they don't have to do this. Right? That simple. Now, the assistant vice president for communications and marketing responded to the local news source, stating that the they're actually looking at what's going on. If you didn't hear earlier, the club was, they tried to throw the club off premise, but the problem is, it's a public right of way. You can't do it. That simple. But it just never stops, because for them, right, it's a Christian college. They shouldn't have an issue with this. They should be serving you food while you're out there trying to help some of these poor girls. Yes, you heard me, poor girls. Right? It's simple. One provider said, hey, it's just very sad to me that Christianity is being misrepresented at a university and that it's being shown as that we're supportive of abortion. Her allegation points to a broader problem brewing on American college campuses, these so-called Christian campuses. Look, I don't care if you're Christian, Jewish, or Muslim. I've talked to a couple of my Muslim friends. Abortion isn't acceptable in the Muslim world. Funny you don't hear that. You don't hear that, you know. Anyway. In 2021, Students for Life America investigated 700 universities. They affiliated with Christianity and found that 100 had some sort of relationship with Planned Parenthood. And I don't know that if Planned Parenthood is a Christian organization. Not sure about that. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, campus reform reported on a divinity professor. He claimed there's no biblical basis for a ban on abortion. Absolutely none. Another Fresno State University professor said the same thing. The Bible is neutral concerning abortion. Really? These are theologians. You want to know why we don't trust theologians? This is why. Very discouraging to see this happening all over Christian universities. Right? But it's, look, this happens in the Christian, it happens in conservative movements all the way down the line. It's part of what keeps me fighting. It's like, I don't have a degree, but I'm going to knock on their forehead and go, hello, hello, you got this thing turned on? Listen. Regardless, they were told that the chapter is poised to overcome obstacles placed in the way by the administration, and they'll continue to support pregnant women on and off campus. I would love to be able to hold events. The club wants to have them there on campus. It should be their right. They're paying to be there. And anyway, again, you look at this. You look at what these people are doing. You have to scratch your head. Now, on campus sites, I'm amazed at this. I mean, I shouldn't be amazed at it. We have some of these kids are very, very, very smart. But in all honesty, when you start reading this stuff, campus reform actually went out to a couple of colleges. Right after Joe Biden announced that he was going to cancel $10,000 worth of student debt, right? Well, students who didn't receive Pell Grants, and up to $20,000 for students who went to college on a Pell Grant. Now, campus reform correspondent Lena Branch, they joined Campus Countdown to share their experiences with students, right? These kids who had loans, these kids who want to talk about their loans. But I can only imagine, you know, again, you've got the money owed. You know that you've got to pay this thing eventually. You're struggling to pay it now. You know what kind of integrity it takes to sit there and say, look, I can't go with this. I can't be part of this. And the reason I can't is I know it's the wrong thing to do. Right? Go ahead. Stick with me here. You know what I'm saying. And it's nice to hear some of these college kids that are willing to step up and go, look, I'd love you to wipe it out. Not the right thing to do. Boo. God. Anyway, all right. What else is there? Come on, you got to have some fun with these. This is a crazy wrap up of the week. Melanie Korn, president of Columbus College of Art and Design in Ohio, she wrote an editorial recently for the Columbus Monthly. She outlined her experiences performing as a drag king, claiming that they molded her. Get it, drag queen, drag king. Okay, good. Claiming that they molded her as a college president she is today. She's a college president. Hello. Korn classified her drag experiences as one that prepared me for a career as a college president. Much better than I would have learned in a formal classroom. I don't get it. Would you start throwing off clothes when things go wrong, or? I'm confused. Ms. Korn, was first introduced to drag while she was at graduate school studying gender identity. Any connection there? Okay. Believe it or not, drag performance was fantastic, preparing me for my job today. Right? You know, part of this is they're afraid to tell you no. You go apply for the job, they find out you're into all this, they're like, oh, can't say no. Gotta have to take it. Really sad. And again, these people don't stop easily. They truly believe in what they're doing. It was audaciously called the International Drag King Extravaganza. It was a political act and a feminist rebellion against the girl box society who worked so hard to keep me in. Because I want to be a king. All right. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got to finish this thing up because it's wrong. We'll be back in a few minutes.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
King Charles III addresses the UK for the first time since inheriting the throne following Queen Elizabeth II's death on Thursday. The King gives the Queen one more message.
Thank you for your love and devotion to our family.
and to the family of nations you have served so diligently all these years. May flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.
Hurricane Kay is now a tropical storm, but it's still expected to dump heavy rain on Southern California and as far east as Arizona. Forecasters say the storm is also packing wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour, which could down trees and power lines. President Biden and the First Lady spending their Saturday at his Delaware home. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GIRL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution, really. The, what the heck were we talking about? Oh, the drag king. Yeah, back to that again. I'm almost over with it. But there's a statement that she makes in here that is just so wrong. And some of you guys, I know. See, they think conservative Christians, we teach our daughters to be subservient and just slaves in the whole nine yards. Well, it's not true. So not true. She says, goes on to say that women are literally taught from the time they are children to be still, be quiet, be they're praised for being small and thin, appreciated for being polite and demure, subtly being cheered on and whistled at for being unapologetically bold and brash is thrilling. It's freeing. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's everything that feminists really fought against. Looking at me as a sex object. Looking at me. I mean, that's not what being bold and brash is. Anybody can throw a boa around their neck, put on crazy makeup, put on a wig, and do a sexual dance, right? I mean, seriously. Bold and brash is when you take on an issue, whether it be a business or, you know, some of these, and it is mostly moms, so it is mostly women. They take on the issues at these schools with their kids, where they won't let go of something, where they're very bold. They're on top of it. Right? I mean, seriously. And I find women, there are women, Tammy's like this. She's very, very strong woman. She doesn't let her, just because she's a woman, it doesn't let her slow her down. I have two women, two girls as children. And I never accepted any of that as a reason why they couldn't get something done or that they had to be small and thin. Right? Now, being polite is one thing, but that wasn't because she was a woman. All four of my kids were taught to be polite and respectful of people. And no, I didn't teach them thin is not in, but being properly proportioned is, making sure that you're healthy. You cannot be, you know, they have this whole fat-shaming thing that went down because somebody was writing about a group of women that were happy in their own skin, and these women were 400, 500, 600 pounds. And you know, people are going, well, you know, you shouldn't let anybody tell you what you should look like and what you should be and how much you should weigh. Well, nobody's telling you. That's number one. Number two is the doctor should be telling you. People who love you should look at you and go, you know what? Your frame was not made to carry 450 pounds, sweetie. Sorry. Same thing with guys. We're just talking about women here, so. Same thing with men. Look at me. I'm overweight. I'm considered obese. I'm not happy in my skin. I'm not who I am. God didn't make me this way. I made me this way. Too many Twinkies and chocolate as a kid, apparently. I don't move around enough. I don't get enough exercise like I should. I'm not going to blame the government or anybody else or my... Now, you realize, it's sad I even have to say this, you realize I am not talking about the people who have a health issue. If you got a health issue, you got a health issue. God bless. I hope you get better. I hope you get the medication. But if you're large because you don't know how to order a single order of food at lunch, don't blame anybody else for it. So no, never did I teach any of my girls that you had to be thin. You had to be quiet. You had to pay attention to the men. That was never part of it. Polite was. Right? Showing some respect for your elders. Now, if they're turd heads, you don't have to. I'm sorry, you just don't. But you should. Because most elders, when I say that, you know what I mean? People that are older than you, they've got some life experience. If they're good people and they're willing to share it, they're willing to help you, why shouldn't you treat them politely? We brought up a whole generation of, not my kid. My kid, don't you tell my kid what to do. That's sad. And it's bad. Both. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. This stuff is sad. This stuff is wrong. There's no reason for it. And again, I want to drive this home because I have so many people that keep telling me, you know, I get these emails from people who keep telling me that our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with religion. That's part of what they were trying to get away from. Why, was religion taxed? I mean, seriously. You know, the treaty, I don't know if you guys realize this, but we, the treaty, we had to put together a treaty and sign it, along with Great Britain and others, to recognize our sovereignty from them. We beat them, we won. They had to relinquish and say, yes, you have sovereignty. We won't bother you anymore. You can be the United States, and you no longer are the American colonies of Britain. But along with that, you had to have the other nations also recognize that, which was fine. So the Treaty of Paris was signed on September 3rd, 1783. It's what literally or legally ended the Revolutionary War between Great Britain and the American colonies. But after that, you had to have peace negotiations, right? You had to sit down and start going through it. Or you had to go through it ahead of time, obviously. So they started the negotiations in April 1782 in the Hotel of York. Right? This had American representatives and, obviously, British. So Ben Franklin, John Jay, Henry Lawrence, and John Adams were for the Americans. So think about that, right? So they had to get together. They got together in neutral territory, which was Paris at the time. So the American Congress ratified the Treaty of Paris on January 14th, 1784. Delay was due to the slow means of transportation. It wasn't like, you know, you hopped on the jet and you got there in a matter of hours. It took days. But remember that we're constantly told. Think about this. We're constantly told that our founding fathers didn't want anything to do with religion. Most of them were deists. They didn't really care about God. Wasn't a big deal. Wasn't in the cards, right? The most important of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, you get to this Treaty of Paris. Now, you hear about the Almighty all through the other documents, right? The Creator. And now you come to the treaty, the actual piece of paper that says, we're done with you. And it starts off, the title of the treaty. Anybody know the title of the treaty? I should start offering money for this stuff now. In the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity. Sweet Jesus. Who is that? That doesn't pertain to Muslims. It has nothing to do with the Jewish religion. I don't think it has anything to do with Buddhist or Baha'i or any of those. That is a Christian term through and through. And if the Founding Fathers were totally against this, if the Founding Fathers didn't want to do anything, why did they have this here? But listen, let's not stop there. Let's continue on, if you would. It goes on to say, in having pleased the divine providence to dispose the hearts of the most serene and most potent prince, George III, by the grace of God, King of Great Britain, King of France and Ireland, defender of the faith, goes through the whole list, right? And he's listing out other countries, other empires, if you would. But listen, he starts off with the Holy Trinity and the divine providence, and by the grace of God. For guys who didn't want anything to do with religion, they are extremely confused, are they not? Or am I just not understanding the English language? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Go grab a drink. Come on back. A lot more to talk about after the break.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am back. Hopefully you are too. John Vasier, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. How's that? That's enough? Easy enough? Don't have to worry about it? No, I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. I was talking about the godless, soulless founding fathers we had, who apparently were very heavy drinkers. Some of them suffered from early onset Alzheimer's. I say that because, you know, some people will go through, they don't listen to the show live, so they'll go through and they'll grab podcasts later on. For those of you who don't know, to go to my website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All you got to do is we have the podcast there, we have the video cast, if you're one of those ones that like to watch, you've got all that there. And some people will go back and get them and they start poking at me and I don't really care. I care about the misinformation, though. And when they start telling me, you know, so-and-so was against or wanted the separation of churches, you don't know what you're talking about. I think Jefferson, was it 40? Let's just say, I'll just make believe I have my numbers mixed up, okay? But Jefferson is the governor of Massachusetts, and through his life, even as president, He called for days of prayer and fasting. So for a man who wasn't a godly man at all, for a group of guys who didn't want anything to do with God, they were totally, totally confused as to what that actually meant. Right? If you're calling for the nation, you're calling for your state to give the Holy Providence or giving God a few, in those days when they said they were going into prayer. They weren't talking about this 30-second prayer that we do. No. They had time for God. We don't. But when a governor calls a state, a holiday, if you would, a state holiday for prayer and fasting, today the ACLU would be all over that, wouldn't they? See, I'd love to push that only from a different perspective. I'd love to get in front of the Supreme Court and go, look, my only defense is Jefferson did it. If Jefferson, one of the founding fathers, did it, and this guy, and I'd go down the list of all of them that did it, why can't I do it? I'd put them on notice. I would push them back on their heels. So again, I say to you, stop letting this stuff. Stop causing them to believe this stuff. Or buying into the belief. By the way, there's a line in here that I really love. It has nothing to do with God, though. They go through the list of everybody who's kind of involved in this treaty. And they say, and to the United States of America, to forget all past, well, it was a misunderstanding. Right? I'm thinking to myself, when you lose tens of thousands of men, it ain't a misunderstanding. But I guess that made it a little bit more palatable, and they were able to make it done. They mutually wish to restore and to establish such a beneficial, satisfactory intercourse between the two countries. I mean, it's not long. Comparatively speaking, it's not long, right? And they just go, by the way, I love this. It's signed. Anybody got a guess? It's signed this third day of September in the year of our Lord, 1783. Jefferson signed all his paperwork, all of it. Didn't miss a one. Every proclamation. In the year of our Lord Christ. And then he gave the date. So this is the stuff I say, how do you guys supposedly, you're so up on this, you seem to understand this, or you think you understand it, and you're good with it. You're not. You sound authoritative. You sound like an AOC. Right? When she comes out, well, some of us know, we know better, we're waiting for it, right? She comes out, she sounds so smart, so authoritative, so right on, if you would. And it's just amazing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I guess, you know what it is? You'll hear me hesitate. I got so many crazy stories. We could do this for 2 hours. I'm not doing it for 2 hours, but we could do it for 2 hours. That's how crazy some of these stories are. That's how crazy what's coming up on my screen at times is all about. An article I partially went through, since we're on that theme tonight, might as well stay on it. You ever think about when you're hearing Biden talk and some of the things that he holds in high esteem? He's bought into the 1619 garbage. Bought into it, hook, line, and sinker. Biden traveled to Philadelphia, right? That's where he did his demonic speech. Oh, come on. Give me a break. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Demonic speech. Now, our founding fathers there, they signed the Declaration of Independence there, right? To give us freedom and liberty. To be able to speak out against the government. Yes, specifically to speak out against the government. Joe shows up to say, no, well, not quite. If we think it's hate speech, if we think you're coming against the government, we're going to call it treason, and you're going to have a problem. Right? And when he said he was going to fight for the continued battle for the soul of the nation, what did he mean by that? Interesting choice of words. And who's he fighting for? He ain't fighting for the same God that our founding fathers fought for sure. Now the president, he said, we're at an inflection point. We're standing at, what path are we going to take? But I'll tell you what, the inflection point has nothing to do with what he's talking about. It's a tug of war for the future. What are you willing to do to make sure your kids have the same liberty and freedoms you grew up with? Oh, actually should have more, but at least with what you grew up with. Remember, I grew up in the 70s. There was a lot of unrest, a lot of bad stuff going on. Racism, yes, was prevalent. But it was going away. It was being chipped away at. The generations were being brought up without that kind of racism, without that kind of negativity towards blacks and Hispanics and what have you. And when somebody says to you, you know, when you make a comment, like I do here or whatever, do you hear what Messina said about Hispanics? He's racist. No. I say stuff like, if you're going to come here, first of all, you come here illegally. There's strike one. You refuse to learn the language, strike two. Some steal other people's identity. That should be strike three, four, and five. So you come here, you don't pay taxes, and don't give me that stuff they do, because the only place they pay taxes is sales tax. You do not pay a tax for income unless they're at a job where they're taking it out anyway with your stolen Social Security number. Right? So they're doing all this to begin with. They refuse to learn the language. How are they supposed to succeed? They won't do the basics, and you want me to bend over backwards like they're doing in California to make sure these people have health insurance? Some of them are getting tax returns or tax, yeah, refunds, while they're using somebody else's Social Security number. How does that work? Really? And it isn't right. It's not bigoted. It's not homophobic. It's not racist to call somebody out for breaking the law, no matter what color they are, who they're sleeping with, or what they're... I mean, really, seriously. The left is trying to bully you into believing that anything that they say is true and real is true and real. And anything they tell you you're a bully on and you shouldn't be talking about is what you shouldn't be talking about. Biden said that, you know, he was simply trying to save and preserve the nation's founding principles. Not even close. Which one lines up to? You think our founding fathers wanted open borders? You should read what they wrote about immigration. They had a fight. The only reason we don't have a national language in the Constitution is because they couldn't agree whether it be German or English. And you ready for this one? See, if you guys just do a little homework, give a little tidbits of information. Anybody know why the reason our founding fathers didn't want English? Yeah, because they didn't want... It was a slight on the Brits. They didn't want to have their language. We wanted to be independent, totally torn apart. Well, look at you had a, I think it was what, 3 million at the time of the revolution. I think America had 3 million people living in it. You going to retrain 3 million people to speak German, really, or French? Yeah, no, not in your best day. Hey guys, God bless. Have a safe weekend. Some of you in bad weather areas, extremely hot areas, don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. So much to enjoy when you're with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.